It's the end of the year. I wanted to kind of take a moment and recap our conversation. Yeah, it was a little like that. What?
Turn off the lavalier and use the podium mic.
Okay, and when I come down here to talk to you...
the lavalier, now turn it on.
I'm going to give you the handheld one.
Tom is like this. He actually gives me a lot of help. He gives me a lot of sort of instructions, help, and guidance. Because he's been here a lot longer than I have. So he kind of has an idea of what works. Can you hear me? You can hear me now.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to take this as we plunge into the dark of the year, which, quite frankly, for me is really exciting. I've always kind of liked this moment, but I know that it can be a little trying for some people if you have seasonal affective. This is just a horrible time of the year for you. I get that. I kind of like the long night. I'm a sort of a night person, and so I get a whole lot of it, and that's great for me. But as well, it's a time to kind of review, because you can do that in the silence of the long night. You can review what's the year been like, what have you been looking at, what have you been doing, what have you been trying to accomplish. And I just want to make sure that I can clearly communicate with you and express to you what it is I've been trying to accomplish. Now, I personally think that the world is it's not an either-or kind of a state. Some of it is really very good. There is less, I've said this before, but it's worth mentioning again. There is less mayhem, murder by mayhem, death by bad behavior, be it individual or warfare, even with the kind of mass bad behavior we've seen. It's still better than it has been at any point in human history, which is kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Because who are we if this is as good as it's gotten thus far? We've got the thing with nature going on. And by the way, I've said this before too. I think our hubris is that we think we did this. No, we're part of this. I know how much nature can run you around. I was young, and I know that nature on a whim could send me from one coast to the other coast. Literally. She's very strong. She's been running this place for a lot longer than we think we have been running it. And I think when we think we did this, it's a kind of hubris. It's the kind of thinking that gets us in trouble, that makes us think that we run nature on this planet. You don't run nature on this planet. We are part of a little piece of nature on this planet. There are forces at work that we have no comprehension of, or very little. Now, you know this whole thing about asteroids and extinction and all this business. Did you know that lots of bodies fall out of the heaven, come into our atmosphere every daily? But did you know that really large ones, really large objects from out there come and hit our atmosphere 4 times a month. What you don't know can make you feel a little better. Yeah, that goes on all the time. And yet, out of the, I can't exactly remember the number, I think it's something like 12 times the planet has hit the reset buttons, something like that. 4 of them have been volcanoes, and a whole bunch of them have been things that have dropped in from out there. If you want to see how often things come from out in the the Kuiper belt, the asteroid belt, and come through and hit things, look at the moon. And the way the moon looks, that's how much that goes on. Just like the thing about the state about the moon and the sun, and that weird coincidence that the sun is 400 times larger than the moon, and yet, just because the moon's 400, what did I say, times, well, it's smaller, but it has to do with its distance, too. It's really kind of, you know, its distance from the sun, therefore, makes the two of them equal in size. And that's kind of peculiar because also our moon is really not the size it should be. Our moon is way bigger than a planet of this sort is supposed to have a moon. So all of that's working together. And yet, we scientifically minded people have no concept of miracle whatsoever. I don't know where it comes from. Don't get me wrong. I have no idea where miracles come from, but I know that it's going on because we're still here. Now, I think whether we move forward or not is a lot more dependent on us in ways that we don't understand yet, or we don't like to think of it in that way. I think it has to do with whether we want to or not, or whether we feel bad about who we've been being, or whether we feel bad about that other guy who does it differently than the way we do it. Because, hey, come on. If you could crush the GOP, how many people in here, if you could crush the GOP today, would do it? Hands? Okay. You want to win that, right? You want to have the good feeling of grinding your enemy under your heel. Truth?
Yes.
Right? And what happens when they do it to you? What do? You get up in arms about it. You don't go quietly. You don't go, oh, they won. No, you don't do that. You fight back, and you fight back really hard, and you fight back to defeat them. So what do you think is going to happen when you win? We know what happens when the other guy wins because we've been the other guy for the past 3.5 years or whatever it's been, right? And it doesn't stop us a whit. Everything is, in the past few years, has anything gotten easier? Anything? How's your process working? Pretty good. Looks like we might get a good chunk of the government this time. And that'll end it, right? We will achieve fairness because our warring with our opposite, with our shadow self, see, some of us understand this business of what it's about to go to war with your shadow. You don't really win that war. Ever. That's the news. Don't believe me? We've been here now for as long as humans have been here. We think we're getting where we're getting by competition, but do you know what the actual strength of humans is? When we're out there on the veldt and we're going it toe-to-toe with creatures that are big, have teeth, are very fast, have been apex predators for long before we got here, how do you think we survive that? Do you think we survive it because we're in competition with other humans who might want that same thing? No. We actually win over creatures that are far better at fighting than we are because we cooperate. Now, I know you hate this message from me. I know you don't like it. Who's got one? I don't even know what it says now. What's one say?
The significant problems we face cannot be... The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. Albert Einstein.
We can't get out of this by using the, hey, who's got three? What does it say?
The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing.
That means you're going to have to come up with something new. You're going to have to get curious about the process. You're going to have to look at it and seek the truths in life. And the truths in life is that we haven't won this like this. And I think we talked about why, which is A, a lot of this is designed at changing laws. And laws don't last long. If you look around the planet, I'm telling you, laws don't last long. The Soviet Union was held together by its laws. And within the time of my life, it's come apart. Yugoslavia came apart. Rwanda came apart. Those were all places that were civilized places that had law. Laws pause things long enough for you to meet your shadow and make peace with it. But what are we doing in the interim time? We're still warring. We're humans. We want to get through this thing. What's two? Was that two? That was three. Two.
Imagination is more important than knowledge, more Einstein.
Right. We're trying to think our way through this in a certain way, but it takes a little more creativity than that. We're going to have to listen at a different level because we can't solve this at the level we created it. I think, who here can tell me why we march? Tom, you can tell us why we march. Why do we march?
We march for freedom. We march to protest the injustice of society. We march to strengthen each other in solidarity.
Freedom. So we march for freedom. You feeling freer? I mean, I think part of what you said is you said we march because we're trying to have a communication and to establish relationship. Solidarity is about relationship, right? To bond. When we do that, that's relationship, right? So you're bonding with the people who are already your friends. And you're communicating what has been communicated by the march to your shadow self? Anybody?
We're stronger together.
We're communicating to them that we're stronger. Okay. Christine?
That we have a different opinion. And that's where we're
okay. She says we're doing it to express a different opinion, right? Letting them know that their way of doing things is not inevitable. My therapist self doesn't exactly know what you said, so I'm inclined to ask you, what did you say? Tell me what that means.
That just because ball's in their court right now doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. Because there are people who see things differently.
And they didn't know that they didn't know that before you marched. Okay. Judith.
That's what I was going to say, awareness, to bring it to the awareness of other people outside of the court group, the marching group. There's another way of looking at it.
So we're trying to get those swing votes, the people who haven't made up their mind yet, right? Okay. But you know my perception on this. You know my stand on this. And my stand on this is that you have to talk to those people that don't agree with you. You have to get into a conversation with your shadow. You have to actually communicate. Because if you don't communicate, what's the alternative?
War.
Thank you. War. We either communicate or we go to war. That's your choice. Are you communicating enough to bring this war down? Is that happening? Or who's got the one that says the same thing again and again?
I do. I'm at four.
Four.
It's
insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Albert Einstein.
You really have to take this to heart, people, because time is of the essence right now. Time is... These people with the doomsday clock, they're putting it close to 12 o'clock. It's closer than it's ever been.
10 years.
Closer, it's...
10 years.
10 years. Then it's been in 10 years? Okay. Time is of the essence right now. You can't solve this with the paradigm that got you into the thing in the first place. You have to do something different. And I think a different thing, this is why I brought this one to you. I think a different thing for this group of people would be to talk to somebody who is a Republican. Not a skinhead. Not somebody who's got a gun. Don't start at that. Work your way up to that. But do the thing that's really, really hard for you to do. See, talking to a Republican is harder than marching 50 miles for you. Maybe do that. And I'll tell you, to have a communication as opposed to just talking at them, which doesn't work by itself, you start by listening. Because if you can listen, that's how people will hear you. People will hear you if you listen. It sounds like a paradox, and maybe it is a paradox, but it freaking works. I do it for a living. I know you don't know that because you see me here, where I'm doing all the yakking. And even then I don't do all the yakking because I really need to hear from you. But if you want someone to listen to you, all you have to do is really listen to them. Not sit there and go, okay, now? Now can I get my point across? Let go of your point and they will hear it. Let go of your point and listen to them. And then they will become curious and hear you. I promise you, this works. I stake everything I say on that point. Which one didn't get read?
Six.
Read it.
This guy named Albert Einstein wrote,
"Oh,
reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent."
And one way you could look at that is to go, what you think is happening and what you think, how you think things work, might not be as rigidly that way as you think. Try something new. Do a different thing. Get a different result. I love you. I love you dearly. Thank you. So may it be.